Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the MedBullet Step 1 podcast. In today's episode, we cover the topic of aromatase deficiency found under the reproductive section at medbullets.com. Let's begin with a clinical snapshot. A one-day-old infant girl is born to a G1 P1 mother who had no serious complications during pregnancy, but notes that she developed facial hair, severe acne, and deepening of her voice in her second and third trimesters. On physical examination, the infant appears to have ambiguous genitalia. A karyotype reveals that the infant is 46XX. Genetic testing reveals a mutation in the CYP19A1 gene. This is a case of aromatase deficiency. Aromatase deficiency is a disorder of sexual development characterized by decreased levels of estrogen and increased levels of testosterone. The incidence is less than 1 in 1 million, and fewer than 20 cases have been reported to date. A mutation in the CYP19A1 gene is responsible, which codes for the enzyme aromatase. Aromatase converts androgens to estrogens. Decreased aromatase activity leads to decreased estrogen production and increased levels of androgens. The inheritance pattern is autosomal recessive, and a mutation occurs in the CYP19A1 gene. Symptoms in both sexes include hyperglycemia due to insulin resistance. In females, there is a lack of menstruation and lack of breast growth. On physical exam, female infants will have ambiguous genitalia, and adolescents will have acne and hirsutism. During pregnancy, maternal virilization occurs due to excess fetal androgens, which may pass into the maternal bloodstream through the placenta. Adolescent males will have abnormal sperm production, cryptorchidism, and abnormal bone growth. Gene sequencing will reveal a mutation in the CYP19A1 gene, which codes for aromatase. One differential diagnosis is 5-alpha reductase deficiency. 5-alpha reductase deficiency is present only in genetic males, and testosterone and estrogen levels are normal. Medical treatment includes estrogen replacement, which leads to menses, breast development, and proper bone growth in females, and allows for proper bone growth in males. Surgical treatment is an option for ambiguous genitalia in females. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to aromatase deficiency, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. A newborn demonstrates ambiguous external genitalia, and ultrasonography reveals the presence of ovaries, and a karyotype reveals XX genotype. The blood pressure is normal, and serum cortisol levels are normal. Serum estrogen is markedly low. Which of the following is likely deficient in this patient? Choice 1, 17-alpha hydroxylase. Choice 2, 11-beta hydroxylase. Choice 3, 21 hydroxylase. Choice 4, 5-alpha reductase. Choice 5, aromatase. The correct answer is choice 5, aromatase. This patient's presentation is consistent with aromatase deficiency. Aromatase deficiency in females presents as ambiguous external genitalia at birth, despite normal female internal genitalia. Aromatase converts testosterone to estradiol and androstenedione to estrone. It is present in gonads, brain, adipose tissue, placenta, blood vessels, skin, bone, and endometrium. Aromatase deficiency can be detected early in fetal life due to low fetal estrogen levels and elevated androgen levels. Elevation of fetal androgen levels may cause virilization in the mother during pregnancy. Relative to enzyme deficiencies responsible for congenital adrenal hyperplasia, patients with aromatase deficiencies have normal blood pressure. Let's also discuss why the other choices are incorrect. Choice 1. Increased mineralocorticoid production and an absence of androgens characterize 17-alpha hydroxylase deficiency. Afflicted females lack secondary sex characteristics at puberty and present with hypertension. Choice 2. 11-beta hydroxylase deficiency presents with virilization and hypertension in afflicted patients. Choice 3. 21 hydroxylase deficiency is the most common form of CAH and presents with precocious puberty, virilization, and accelerated linear growth. Hypotension is present due to decrease in mineralocorticoids. Choice 4. 5-alpha reductase converts testosterone to DHT. These patients are XY males, however, may have feminized external genitalia. During puberty, their testosterone levels rise, resulting in a significantly more masculine phenotype. That's all for this review about aromatase deficiency. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullets Step 1 podcast, a daily audio review session from MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on medbullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we would be thrilled if you would consider leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow right here on the MedBullets Step 1 podcast.